Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Royals will wrap up the 2025 season this weekend out west against the Athletics. And Jake is kind enough to join us a little early out there on the West Coast. Have you been to Sacramento before? I forgot. They're wrapping up in a minor league stadium.
Yeah, this is a little bit strange of a place to finish the season. No, I have not been to Sacramento before. Once upon a time, the Omaha Storm Chasers, Omaha Royals, would have come to Sacramento as part of the Pacific Coast League. But since 2020, when Omaha was moved to the eastern side of AAA baseball, they have not been to Sacramento. So when I joined Omaha in 2020, I would have come here if not for a canceled season. But in 2021, it was AAA East, and so we flew in the other direction. So no, first time in Sacramento, and it'll be an interesting experience.
I saw you yesterday post a photo of like maybe something they had set up there of like 1980s full baseball card set. Are you a baseball card guy? Do you collect?
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool. I wouldn't say that I am like a huge collector. I've got one collection that I've been kind of working on over the years. I've been trying to get the rookie card of every player that I've had on a team in the minors. So from Brooklyn, Winston-Salem, Richmond, and Omaha, guys that I've had there that have gone on to make their big league debut, I've tried to find their rookie card. It's a list of about 60, 70 guys.
That's a pretty good list. Do you try to get like autographed ones or just any rookie card?
No, just the rookie card.
Okay.
Just the basic rookie card, which for some guys is a little bit trickier than you might expect, but for others it's a little bit easier. There's more of them.
Jake,
but it's a fun little project.
Jake, admittedly, we absolutely had this conversation in the middle of the year about Salvador Perez and age and the way, and look, going back, these are some of the issues that eventually are going to keep this team out of the playoffs, but Salvador Perez had a stretch of games where we're like, maybe he's just too old and it's not going to work out. He finishes last night with 100 RBI. He already hit his 30th home run. For a guy this long in the tooth for major league standards, pretty impressive he's able to still put up those numbers.
Yeah, and if only we had the audio from early in like April or May where I said, just you wait. And like, here's the thing. Like, here's what's so great about it is, like, when I got to the Royals in 2023, having been, you know, watching the Royals from afar in Omaha for a couple of years, I thought maybe the same thing. I thought, oh, you know what? Maybe this is the year that there's some regression. And then I saw Salvador Perez up close every day for the first time. And I finally started to understand what actually helps him keep Father Time at bay. It is a relentless energy. It is a relentless pursuit of excellence. It is a relentless desire to win. It is a relentless ability to have fun playing baseball every single day. And what I've seen now for the last 3 years is the same exact discussion happen in April or May or June or at some point during the season of, oh, is this the year where maybe Salvi should hit lower in the lineup or maybe not catch? And then we look up at the end of the season and he's had a terrific, productive year. And so I, last year, decided I will never be a part of the camp that says, oh, is this the year? When it happens, it'll happen. If it happens, it'll happen. Until then, Salvador Perez is going to be an everyday productive player and a joy to watch every single day.
Jake, we've talked about the offensive struggles, you know, at times throughout this season and now looking to this final series and unfortunately just where they're likely to finish in terms of record, whether it's going to be a 81-win season, maybe it's an 82-win season, whatever it may end up being. If we could simplify it down, is it just you look at this team having maybe a top five ERA in the American League and going to have multiple players with 30 homers and 100 RBI. Was June just the killer for them?
I mean, in short answer, you can look at any number of losses. Like, June was a very bad month, but September, the beginning of September, was also not so great in terms of wins and losses. I actually look at this slightly differently, and I've tried to distill this in the simplest way that I can understand. And what I noticed is I compared some first half statistics and some second half statistics, and it actually painted a pretty interesting picture of why the Royals are right around 500. First half of the season, the Royals' rotation was top five in baseball in ERA, and the offense was second to last in runs scored per game. Second half of the season, the offense is top 10 in baseball in runs scored, and the Royals' rotation is bottom 10 in ERA. So at multiple times this season, the Royals have had a top five rotation and a top 10 offense. They just have not happened at the same time. And because they have flipped, and they have flipped so dramatically, you wind up with a team that has had all the facets you need to have a contending winning team, but because they have not all coalesced at the same time, you wind up right now at 80-79.
We had Vern on Wednesday. He said he views baseball, and for this team in particular, the season level of success differently, depending on 80 wins, 81 wins, 82 wins, which would give you a winning season. Do you view it that way? Do you think the team should view it that way?
I think having a winning record is really important. I think it's important when you talk about wanting to sustain success as an organization, which is something that JJ has talked about and everybody in the organization has talked about. If you want to be an organization that sustains success, then you need to stack winning seasons together and have back-to-back winning seasons. And you need to ultimately get to a point where winning season is not necessarily a box that you check. It is the minimum expectation of what you have. So, yeah, in that sense, I think getting to that 82nd win is meaningful.
When you look at what they're going to do this offseason, it seems to me, and obviously you don't have, like, JJ's not telling you their whole offseason plan. Right now, it's like pitching. It seems like they're fine. The first five or six guys in the order feel like they're pretty set. Is it as simple as, do you think they'll just take the approach, or would you take the approach of, we'll just put it together at the same time? You know, is it going to be a lot of the same faces in your mind?
I don't know that I, you mean, is this offseason similar to last offseason?
No, yeah, as in, like, I don't know that they'll make a ton of moves. I feel like they have the pitching, might have more pitching than they started the year with, depending on health, and that the offense, I don't think they're going to go out and sign or trade for some big left fielder necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. I'll be honest, I have not looked at the free agent class to see where there might be, you know, let's say a right-handed hitting outfield bat necessarily. And they do have one currently in Randall Grichuk, and there is a mutual option there. They're generally not exercised by one party or the other for a variety of reasons. I think you look at this team, and it kind of goes back to what we were talking about. Like, the pieces are there. You know, you've got a rotation that has proven that it can be top five in baseball and has been top 10 in baseball throughout the season. You have more starting pitching depth this year, assuming health, than you did when the year started, right? You've added, you know, Stephen Kolek and Ryan Berger. Noah Cameron has emerged, and he makes his final start of the season tonight. He's emerged as a real anchor of the rotation and should finish top three in Rookie of the Year, if not second behind Nick Kurtz. And all due respect to what Nick Kurtz has done, although Noah Cameron clearly has been the best rookie pitcher in the American League. And then you look at the offense, and look, we're talking about two guys in Vinny Pasquantino and Salvador Perez that have gone 30-100. You're talking about a generational player in Bobby Witt Jr. that's a perennial MVP candidate. Michael Garcia takes a huge step forward. And also, you've brought in Jack Caglione and Carter Jensen as high-level prospects that you hope take meaningful steps forward with their first season in the big leagues. You hope Jonathan India bounces back and has a season closer to what he knows he's capable of. You hope Michael Massey bounces back and has the season he knows that he's capable of, and he's finished really strong so far. Kyle Isbell had a really solid season, both offensively, and he was outstanding defensively. And then you see what the other pieces are around that. Now, Tyler Tolbert has been a bright spot off the bench, pinch running. He's come through in a couple of situations here and there. I understand that I'm looking at this through Royals colored glasses, and we're talking about pieces of a team that has proven that, you know, to this point, they are 80-79. I think at the same time that a supplemental piece here, a different addition there. I don't know that this Royals team is all that far away from being at the top of this division, and just requires putting it all together in the way that we've seen the Guardians do this year, where it's taken an insane legendary run to get to the top of the division, not unlike what the Detroit Tigers did last year. So, you know, in the 3 years that I've observed the American League Central up close, you know, it's been pretty much three different teams that have led the division throughout the way. They've all done it in slightly different ways, but one thing that has been the same about all of them is that they have all gotten incredibly hot at certain points throughout the season and had multiple sustained winning streaks of 7 or 8 games, or have won 9 of 10 or 11 of 12 at multiple points throughout the season. The Twins did it in 2023. The Tigers had that run last year. The Guardians are having that run this year. The Royals have not had, you know, multiple winning streaks of that length. They have not necessarily gotten hot multiple times, but they certainly have the pieces to put it all together and do it and be one of the most competitive teams in the league.
You mentioned the Guardians and Tigers. We've all been keeping an eye on this unbelievable collapse by the Tigers, and currently the Guardians do have a game lead, or excuse me, currently they're tied with the Tigers with the tiebreaker for the American League Central. Do you believe that the collapse will be official, that the Guardians will end up winning this division this weekend?
I mean, at this point, yeah, I do. Part of that is because the Guardians own the tiebreaker. And so, you know, the Guardians control their own destiny here, and they're playing a Rangers team that is very good. But the Tigers are playing a Red Sox team that is also fighting for a playoff spot. So, if you were to ask me which of those two is going to wind up winning the Central right now, I'd say it's the Guardians. And it is truly incredible what they've done in the wake of being, frankly, left for dead the second half of the season, having a gambling investigation that's involved one of their starting pitchers and one of the premier closers of the game. And somehow, some way, they have pulled it together and come down the stretch in a truly incredible fashion.
They're going to win this division with a negative run differential, too. Is what's really going to happen?
it's entirely possible. It's Cleveland Devil magic all over again.
Jake, we appreciate having you on the show, man, throughout the season. I'd be sleeping in on these West Coast trips, so we appreciate you calling.
Hey, no, I appreciate talking to you guys. It's always been fun. I will admit that, yeah, this morning was a little bit of a tighter turnaround with a very late night flight. You know, we didn't get in until about 2 a.m. local time. Ooh, so yeah. had to set the alarm, but hey, nothing gets me up and excited in the morning, like knowing I got a phone call with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Gold's going to Venmo you for the double shot. That way, at least, you know, you're square.
Yeah, exactly.
That's coming from Drew, right?
Yes, yeah. Drew's got it handled.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.